All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with more Lust Theory Season 2, so let's get started. Now, what was it we were supposed to do? All right. Oh, yeah, Sophie's story. Let's wait on Sophie's story, guys. We'll save that for later. Go to the party in the evening and grab a few drinks to celebrate. Now remember, the party. It's Ellie's house. That's Amy's house. I'll have one drink and that's it. Gotta keep my focus for later.
Not even trying to subside the smile on your face, you head to the kitchen.
Wait, why are all the bottles mixed? How am I supposed to tell what's what?
Having trouble there?
Suddenly, Amy appears next to you.
There she is.
Her head cocked to the side. She looks at you with amusement in her eyes.
Huh, weird. All my troubles have disappeared.
Smelly cheese.
Shut up.
It's okay, I like cheese.
I don't quite get what that meant. God, just kiss already. Children.
You both look at the direction Taylor just disappeared to with shocked expressions.
Somehow I feel insulted after hearing that from him. Boy, these women over here are titans. Look at them. Look at the size of them. Look how tall she is. Death by snoo snoo.
Tell me about it.
Facing each other, you burst out laughing. Still laughing, Amy wipes a tear away.
Anyway, you here with someone?
Alone this time, since I have plans for later.
This time? Had a fight with your girlfriend?
Girlfriend? I don't have one.
Huh? Taylor said...
She stops herself, mid-sentence, realizing what she was about to say.
Taylor? You asked Taylor about me? Why did he tell her I have a girlfriend?
No...
Based on her red ears, you notice she's lying.
Oh, your ears are red and your nose is growing. You're lying. She's so easy to tease. Why would you ask Taylor about me? Could she be the girl Taylor mentioned having the hots for me? Why not ask me yourself?
You seem to be busy most of the time. Guess I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay, it's been a really long time since we last hung out.
That's true. I remember we were, what, in kindergarten?
A long ass time ago.
Wow, it's so weird for her to use that dialect, being like European. A long ass time ago! It's like, I'm used to saying, man, a long ass time ago. Like, I'm not used to hearing it from like a British person or a, you know, speaker like that. Well, it was a long ass time ago. Sorry, like, that's literally what it sounds like to like an American. Cause I'm just like, you know, I work in the hood, so I'm here. Man, it's a hot ass day, you know, stuff like that. And then of course you hear it from somebody that's British, and you're like, that's, I guess they do speak like that, but it's so proper and it's different. Simpler times.
How about I help you with that drink?
Don't you have time? Don't you have to keep an eye on those party animals?
You don't like my company, mister? I peed my pants on a swing from being pushed too hard.
Uh-oh. Why do you need to remind me of childhood traumas?
Tell me something new and I won't need to reminisce about the past.
Deal.
You spend time laughing at your stupid childhood moment and enjoying each other's company. Getting lost in the moment. One drink turns into two. Two turn into four.
Uh-oh.
Amy sways a bit, clearly intoxicated. Trying to find balance, she rests her head on your shoulder.
Oh, I think I'm feeling a bit peckish.
This is nice. I missed hanging out with you.
As I recall, you were the one who stopped calling and wanting to spend time together. Feels like I'm talking nonsense. How many drinks did I have?
I know.
Never understood why, though. It's okay. We don't have to talk about...
I had a major crush on you back then.
Well, you did you? Then let's go upstairs and have sex like they think British people do on Family Guy. Almost! Ah, there it is! Jolly good! On who?
You.
Me?
Yes, you.
Look, I know I'm on a UK site here, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think I can poke a little bit of fun at the English every now and again. Hell, they poke fun at us. I don't mind. Our friends across the pond here, who also seem to love adult games. Why? Well, not...
Confidence at its best, I see.
I was reading from the script, not asking you guys why you like adult games. I know that. Well, see, Grim, every man has a penis, and... No. All right, let's not go there. We know. Confidence at its best, I see. Giggle. I don't get it. Why did you stop hanging out with me because of it?
I felt awkward. We were kids.
Saying this, Amy pushes herself back. Swaying a bit, she holds herself onto you again.
Since I never got a chance to do this.
Huh?
And without warning.
Ooh.
She plants her lips onto yours. She moves away soon after, not even giving you a chance to react.
My first crush operation is now complete.
Going on instinct, you don't give it a second thought.
She's gorgeous. She's got a wonderful accent. You need to go for it, sir. Kiss the girl.
Pulling her in by the waist, you kiss her.
There we are.
In response, Amy instantly puts her arms around your neck to get closer. While you deepen the kiss, she gladly obliges. Amy's satisfaction with the kiss is apparent through her moans.
She's intoxicating.
Needing air, you move away a bit. For a moment, you're just staring at each other breathlessly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She looks to the side, a red tint glazing over her cheeks.
You want to go upstairs?
Yes, precisely. We shall go upstairs and...
Before saying anything, you grasp her cheek, bringing her back to look at you.
Fancy a shag.
Glancing between her lips and her eyes, you smile.
Sure.
That's all it took. All it took for her to take your hand in hers.
There we go.
Leading you through the crowd of people to her room.
There we are.
Once inside, she closes the door behind you.
Ah.
Locking it in the process.
This is a hell of a lot better than the teacher, isn't it?
Finally, you sit down on the bed and wait for her to come to you.
She's going to do a little more than that, isn't she? Think I had too much to drink. My head feels foggy. But I bet your dick is hard.
Amy begins seductively making her way towards you.
Ah, yes. Oh, come on.
The shyness from earlier, long gone.
Wow, she's gorgeous. She's like a British Barbie.
Straddling you. She again puts her arms around your neck.
Am I gonna be the one doing everything? Or do you have another suggestion?
Taking that as a direct challenge to your pride, you waste no time going in for the kiss.
Ooh.
Coyly, Amy pushes her fingers through your hair, trying to close the non-existent distance.
Her lips taste like vodka. There's nothing wrong with that.
Your hands keep tracing the hem of her dress, grazing over her skin, while Amy presses against your already rock-hard cock.
Damn right she does.
Gasping the moment she comes into contact.
He's huge!
Hallelujah! 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 That's literally what's going on in her head right now.
Engrossed in each other, you barely notice someone banging on the door.
Amy! You in there?
Suddenly, Amy pulls back, a groan leaving her lips.
What?
It's an emergency!
Frustrated, she gets up and goes to unlock the door.
Taylor, you fucking cock block.
Catching a moment, you check the time on your phone.
Shit! When did it get so
finally
late?
Finally to mind comes Nicole, who's waiting for you.
I finally get a chance to be with Nicole and I fuck it up? But, look who you fucked it up with! Like, I like Nicole, but I like Amy more. And she's British, man. Or Australian, I can't place the accent. Somebody's gonna say, Grim, she's not British, she's Australian. You damn Americans can't tell the difference between an Australian and an Englishman. Yeah, well, sorry. You know. We're not too bright over here with our education. Hey, my education wasn't too swift.
You get up, bolting past Amy and Taylor.
I got my letters and my numbers, and then they said, all right, Grim, you're going to work.
Not bothering to even say goodbye.
Wait!
You go through the crowd, and you're out the doors in a second, running for you life, hoping you'll make it in time.
Your life? Why is my left arm killing me?
Almost suffering from a heart attack, you sprint inside.
Damn! The doors were unlocked. Maybe she's still here.
Setting foot into the classroom, you look around, expecting to see Nicole, of course. However, you don't.
Maybe she's taking a stroll?
With undying hope, you wander the classroom for a while, waiting. You approach Nicole's desk, noticing a piece of paper.
Uh-oh. It's Nicole's handwriting.
Disappointment fills you as you read through it.
This was a mistake, and she really came, and I wasn't here. Ugh, I fucked up. Why did I go to Amy when I had Nicole here? I'm such an asshole. Guess I'll have to try again next time. Fucking great.
Seeing how there's nothing more for you there, you leave and head home, letting yourself crash onto your bed. Thinking of all the ways you could have changed tonight's outcome, you soon fall asleep.
Yeah, fuck you too, grass. Ah, we've got Amy's story. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we've got all the girls now. And I know a lot of things happen. Like, this is a very long game. I'm telling you guys that. Alright. Ooh, you have to complete a special event to continue Nicole's story. Got Sophie's story now, and Amy's story now. Let's start Sophie then. We're gonna work our way down. To do what? Phone next to the PC. Wait, didn't I give Sophie my number yesterday? She looked ready to go at it when she asked, so what gives with playing hard to get but her boobs? How could I forget about them? We're gonna save Amy for last, guys. Yeah, I'll pay Sophie a quick visit. Maybe she's just shy. Doubt it, but I gotta make sure.
Not long after. You arrive at the sex shop and see Sophie putting some toys on the shelf. In an attempt to make your appearance known, you make some noise while approaching. However, Sophie still doesn't notice you.
Hey there!
Welcome. How may I help you?
You almost feel a gust of cold wind pass through as she says this.
She's staring daggers. Ugh, that killer stare is no joke. Sup? Could it be you forgot about me? Sup, where did this come from?
It's called being professional.
Yeah, okay.
As you can see, I'm at work.
It didn't stop you yesterday, right?
New day, new me. Maybe I'll even go for girls now, since men are trash.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm fucked up. Something's definitely up. Everything okay? Yesterday she was flirty and all up in my business. So weird.
I may have had a tiny argument with my boss this morning. Even though he was being ridiculous, I want to keep this job.
Suddenly, the phone behind her starts ringing.
That's probably him checking up on me.
Filled with annoyance, Sophie grabs the phone and answers it, barely controlling the sarcastic hello. Not bothering to listen in on their conversation, your attention stays on the new product Sophie was putting on display a moment ago.
They got dildos in red, green, and pink? Well, I'll be damned. I'll have to get two of them. One of them. I don't know how that works. No, those I think are for women. The woman puts that in there. Nah, that's not my thing. And honestly... Listen, hold on. What am I thinking? My head's in the orange. Of course, all dildos are for women, you dumbass. They don't make them for men. Well, they do, but men, like, men of stature and moral, you know, good moral compass don't say, "Hey, pygmy good one." No, no. Because, like, yeah, there's no need for a man to have a dildo. Like, unless you're... You know, unless you like taking it from the back and no, that's not me. You know, if you're into that, absolutely fine, great, glad, love it. Don't tell your friends, your neighbors, and everybody you meet, but me, no, sir. No, sorry, I will not do anything of that nature. And I don't like those little ball gag things either. I know I'm not the greatest when it comes to a lot of those toys. They got those little things there on the shelf, though. I don't know if that's virtual reality. And, of course, there's a little bondage outfit. I do like the bondage outfit. I'm not wearing it, but it'd be nice to have a woman wear the little... I mean, it doesn't look like that big of a bondage. It's not like Hellraiser, but that fucking suit was for men. You did know that Pinhead was wearing bondage gear, right? Like, I mean, nobody here doesn't know that. Just making sure. Like, Hellraiser was all about BDSM and sadomasochism. You don't know that. You don't know Clive Barker. That was his thing.
Look, if you're not going to buy something, leave.
Lord. I would say, how much are you? Huh? What gives? That came out of nowhere.
I'm supposed to be working and my boss is watching me over the cameras like I'm on some kind of reality TV show.
Cameras? But yesterday, does this girl want to become a porn star or something?
Amused, Sophie laughs at your reaction.
Calm down. They were just for show until today. However, he's watching me like a hawk now.
Phew! Catch you later then? There's nothing I can do anyway.
Maybe tomorrow.
Well, you have my number. Wink.
Will do.
She'll think about it.
With that said, she turns around and continues rearranging the shelves.
Who knows when I'll get a chance to meet her tomorrow. Whoops, we forgot something.
And continues rearranging the shelves.
Okay. If I ever do get a chance. Don't even know what's going on with the whole day repeating anymore.
Mulling everything over, you head towards the exit.
I should find out what happened with her boss. Might help me meet her outside work today. Give me a break, guys. I only had like 6 hours of sleep and I'm running on basically caffeine and sugar. Ah, so my head's not all the way there. It's like, huh? What are dildos for? I was like, ah, what? It's like, it just completely passed my mind. It's like, oh, that's right. Okay, but we still have a little bit more time, guys. Not that much. I promise we'll do some better stuff next time on this one. If I find out more about Sophie's dispute with her boss, I can approach her in a new way. I'll go to the mall in the morning and try hearing the argument. Okay, I mean, that's an idea.
Arriving at the sex shop, you see Sophie standing next to the phone. Her back turned towards you. She doesn't notice you come in.
Probably smart to keep quiet for now.
Excuse me? I'm being too provocative? Complaints? Is it my problem that I got a great rack? Also, how am I to blame if their husbands can't control their eyes? Ugh, fine. I'll behave and cover up.
With that, she slams the phone onto the counter. Sophie keeps visibly shaking, fists folded.
Should I stay or should I go now? Well, I came all the way here to see her. Why not say hi? Rough morning?
You see this with your best flirty smile. Sophie turns to look at you, vividly pissed. You can practically see smoke coming out of her ears.
Vroom!
At that moment, you realize you fucked up.
The fuck do you want? I can't deal with men right now.
Wanted to see how you're doing.
I assume you heard the conversation I had.
A bit, the important part at least.
So you heard, and now you ask me how I'm doing? Guess!
Not good?
Insert stink eye.
Leave.
Don't mind if I do.
Without saying anything else, you leave the store.
Well, that was a waste of fucking time. Sophie is raging in the morning. Maybe she cools down a bit until noon. Yeah, I'll go to the mall around noon. Probably gonna have a better chance of actually talking to her then. Well, this is a fucking hassle.
Carefully. You enter the sex shop and see Sophie arranging the shelves.
Wasn't she doing that last time?
Her back yet again turned towards you.
I'm gonna try and brighten the mood first. Hey there, hot stuff. Oh, you fucking dumbass. She's already ready to throw men out the window like she's on this feminist, literally, fuck all men thing, and you're gonna be like, hey there, hot stuff. Remember, this is the same woman that punched dude in the fucking mouth in the last season. I wouldn't put it past her to do it again or even worse. Flattery will get you everywhere, right?
Hot stuff.
Uh-oh.
Hearing your voice, Sophie turns around.
Interesting. Two times in one day? Should I be curious or scared?
Why scared?
Well, if seeing my boobs turned you into a stalker.
Not that far from the truth, I.
They were pretty amazing, to be honest. Honestly, you seemed cool yesterday, so I wanted to see you again, that's all. Still, noticing you weren't in the mood this morning.
Seeing Sophie getting pissed again, you stop yourself from finishing the sentence.
I swear, if I didn't need this job, can't believe that fucker.
So, what happened?
After shit went down, he came to the store. And installed his eyes everywhere.
Thank God he was blind before. Enough people have seen my dick these days already.
As you're talking, the store phone starts ringing again.
Must be your boss.
This time, you do listen into the conversation.
Hello? A friend. He stopped by to say hello. I feel uncomfortable, so stop watching my every move. I have a right to my privacy. Fine. Goodbye.
She hangs up the phone with a pissed look on her face.
Think this is my cue to leave. Trouble?
It will be if I don't get back to work. Sorry.
No problem, I'll catch you later.
I have plans today, but I'm free tomorrow.
Oh.
You can't?
Sure, I'll make time.
It's a date then.
Wink. There she goes, back to work.
Still unsuccessful, you leave the store dejected again.
They need to fix that. At least I know she's still interested in me, right? The only time I can talk to her today is when she's at work, but definitely not in the morning, though. That shit was scary. Plus, when I come back, I'll have to deal with the cameras. Maybe I could... Actually, I can't do that.
After a few more moments of deep thought...
I got it! What if I was a costume... What? She would have a reason to talk to me then, right? Just gotta find some cash first. Wish I did the lottery thing again before the day continued. Although, not like it would have meant anything. That money takes days to actually arrive, I think. Maybe I can try selling something? There's a box full of shit in the corner of my room. Selling it in the morning will give me enough time before a shift. Okay, what to sell?
First idea pops into your head and you glance at your PC.
Never.
Determined, you start searching your room for stuff you don't use anymore, or at least won't miss as much, completely forgetting it doesn't matter since it's only for a day. Finally, having found some random shit, you gather it. And with a final farewell, you start selling it all online.
I hope this will end up giving me a nice sum.
After it all done, the profit turned out to be about $100.
That was quick. Damn! I mean, that quick? This should be enough, hopefully. Did he teleport it?
Although, you could pay a hooker for a blowjob with that money.
Yep.
You decide to spend it on sex toys to flirt with Sophie.
Oh, Lord.
Genius.
Okay. Alright, guys, so this is where we're going to end it off for now. I know not a lot happened, but we're still trying to get through the very confusing Sophie story. Obviously, she's in a fight with her boss, and that's playing a role in this game, and her boss is saying she's too provocative, all this other kind of stuff. I don't know, maybe we'll run into the boss. I don't know what'll happen. But it seems interesting, and it seems like it's going somewhere good, but you never know with these games. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more or less theory Season 2. Stay tuned.